This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. If you're an Olympics fan, you know you can get updates and records about broken updates on records broken and medals won on the web. But you cannot get an athlete's online inside view of the games, which is odd. In this day when people write weblogs from the battle lines of Iraq, the International Olympic Committee has effectively barred athletes from creating blogs about their experiences in Athens. Glenn Reynolds is the blogger behind Instapundit.com. Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke to him about the Olympic blogging ban.
Are you upset about the policy that keeps the athletes from being journalists and therefore from blogging on the internet?
I am. I'm kind of disappointed in it. The Olympics are supposed to be about the spirit of amateurism, after all, and so is blogging. So you'd think the two would go together beautifully.
The IOC says, of course, that they're there to compete, not there to be writing about what's going on, and they're not journalists. So if you were on the committee, wouldn't you have to say, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense to me?
The news stories I've read actually suggest that what's going on here is protectionism. The CBS story, at least, says it's to protect lucrative broadcast contracts, which strikes me as a fairly weak argument for telling people they can't engage in free speech.
Do you sort of see it as the Olympic Committee wanting to make sure the right story, the right message comes out of the competition at Athens? Is that what it is?
I think that's a part of it. The Olympic Committee seems to care a lot about image. And I'm sure they're afraid that if athletes were blogging, we'd be reading about, I don't know, sex at the Olympic Village or something, which, frankly, a lot of people would find more interesting than Tom Brokaw.
Let's say the IOC said, okay, well, let's let people get out there on the internet and talk to the folks back home. Do you think there would actually be any sort of impropriety that would take place, any stories coming out that we wouldn't see ordinarily in the regular press? There are, after all, thousands of journalists there.
I'm sure we would see different things, and I think all you have to do is look at the political scene. During the primaries, we saw a lot of interesting stories from bloggers in Iowa and New Hampshire and elsewhere that didn't make the big media, and they shed a lot of interesting light on what was going on, and more than that, sort of gave you a participant's perspective as opposed to an outsider's perspective. And I think that's very valuable.
Surely there must be somebody trying to sneak something out anonymously on the internet someplace in the world.
I'm sure there probably is. One of the things that's wrong with the IOC's approach is if you have athletes blogging under their own names and their own blogs, you may actually find that in some ways they're more responsible than media people who cover the event, because their own reputation is on the line. If you make that out of bounds, I think what happens is stuff tends to filter out in less accountable ways, through rumor mills, through chat boards, through anonymous email, and that sort of thing. And you may actually wind up with more dirt being dished or more false stories being released with less accountability.
Who do you see that you'd really like to read some late-night blogging from?
Pretty much all the women's beach volleyball contestants, I think.
Why?
I don't know. I just somehow have found that the most interesting of the events.
NBC certainly does. They have it on almost every night.
They're obviously catering to my demographic.
Glenn Reynolds writes the Instapundit weblog, and he joined us from his home in Knoxville, Tennessee. Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
Thank you.
And thanks to Day to Day's Noah Adams for that interview.